or good afternoon.
And then when you leave somebody, what would you say when you take your leave of them?
Well, you usually say bye.
If you took your leave of someone though after supper, what would you say?
Good night.
If you start work, which you probably have a lot of life, before the sun comes into sight, you say you started before
sun up.
And if you're talking about what time the sun came up today, you'd say the sun.
Sunrise. What is 7 or?
Right, so the sun.
Sun came up. 7 o'clock.
Okay. Could you use some word besides came up?
Sunrise is at 7.
Yeah, if you're talking about what it did this morning, you say this morning the sun.
Sun rose at 7 this morning.
Okay, if you work until the sun goes out of sight, you say you work till
sundown.
Okay, today is Monday, so we say Sunday was
yesterday.
And then we'll say Tuesday will be
tomorrow.
If somebody came to see you on Sunday, say last Sunday. Okay, if they come a week before that, you say they came
Sunday before last.
And then if someone's going, someone say someone's visiting you, they're going to leave next Sunday, or a week from next Sunday, so they're going to leave.
A week from next Sunday, or Sunday after next, I guess.
Somebody stayed with you from, say, September the 1st to September the 15th. You'd say you stayed about?
I'd say about 2 weeks.
I wonder if you ever use the word fortnight around here. Do you know that term?
No, I don't think so.
Some areas would use that, wouldn't that be used around here?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I never did use it. It's not one I use.
No, I don't.
If you want to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody,
what time is it?
And then that somebody would probably look at his
watch.
If it were midway between, say 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
7:30.
Any other way you could say that?
7:30.
Okay, suppose it was 10:45. What's another way you could say that?
10:45. I'd say 10:45.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
some time.
And if you're talking about crops again, you might say, farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
If something happened on this day last year, exactly the same day, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago today.
Okay, you've got to figure about weather now. If you look up at the sky, you might say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
But if you look up in the sun shining, there aren't any clouds up there, you say it's what kind of a day?
Beautiful, sunshiny day.
And then if it's the opposite kind of day, you say it's a
gray and cloudy.
Dreary.
Okay, suppose it's been very fair, and the clouds come, and you're expecting maybe rain or snow, you say the weather's
fixing to change.
And then it's just the opposite. If it's been cloudy, but then it looks like the clouds are going to go away and the sun's going to come out, you say it's fixing to
clear off. Or break away. A lot of the people say it's fixing to break away.
Which would you use more often?
Well, I think I say more it's fixing to clear off. But I have heard other people say fixing to break away.
Yeah.
Clouds is fixing to break away.
Okay, what would you call a very heavy rain that lasts just a little while? That was a real
downpour.